Just another couple. Just to follow up to this morning's question, James, about your personal... you said you had no debt on your Crown stake. I'm presuming it's the same situation with your CMH stake. There's no margin call or pledging of any of that stock?
No, we don't have margin calls against our stock or our stocks pledged.
Okay. A question on... we've previously been a hedged play, I guess, around free-to-air and pay. And when we have the famous arguments about industry protection and John Porter at the recent Austar AGM got up and declared that the free-to-air industry was the most protected, outrageously protected industry in the world, we've never really had a sort of a public position on those sorts of debates. But I'm wondering, is it now the case that we are basically 100% in the pay TV argument? So in terms of this whole public debate about anti-siphoning laws and digital and everything else, is it correct to say that our position is now obviously arguing against the free-to-airs as vigorously as we possibly can to open up competition free-for-all in terms of pay TV and us being able to buy programs and rights and things like that? Is that actually the position we will see this company publicly adopt? And if so, I'd be interested in actually hearing someone enunciate that position.
And clearly, if you look at the economic interests of shareholders here today, we hope they're successful. We'd like to see a world where obviously free-to-air does as well as it possibly can, but we have a much greater economic interest in Foxtel and Fox Sports than we do elsewhere.